14 September 2001, Friday evening. My immediate neighborhood is no longer barricaded, and things are returning to normal. About 10 or 15% of the local businesses are still closed, but my area has now opened for delivery and traffic. Mail delivery also resumed today, but they are still behind.
Still no internet access anywhere. Phones are still dodgy.
When I came home earlier this afternoon, there was a message on my machine from the superintendent. UPS had left a package for me with them, and it had been opened. They said that all packages they received for other tenants today had also been opened, presumably for inspection. It was only a case of Sutek's favorite cat treats, and once I reassured Sutek that no cans were missing, he wasn't too mad.
Earlier, I mentioned my friend Annie, who escaped the attacks, and she was on vacation. I just saw her. She is back and safe.
Well, I just saw her. She's back and safe.
She was not on vacation, no. She was on a business trip. The trip had initially been canceled, but on short notice,
the trip had initially been canceled, but on short notice, they decided to send her out anyway at the end of last week.
Spouses of some of her friends and co-workers are still missing, with one already confirmed as being dead. Today, I also found out that my friend Lisa's boyfriend, Andrew, worked in the World Trade Center. He was late for work on Tuesday morning and is fine.
F-16s have been patrolling overhead all day.
F-16s have been patrolling overhead all day.
F-16s have been patrolling overhead all day.
This is the second day with no survivors found. But
for the first time, I did hear some figures of bodies found.
Around 120 or 130 bodies have been removed from the World Trade Center, and roughly half of them have been identified.
I also heard two different figures of body parts found, reported at the same time by the same source, but it was not clear to me what the differentiation was between the two numbers.
One number was around 13.
The other number was, I think, over 100.
Perhaps 13 parts identified and the others awaiting DNA or other identification methods.
I don't know.
This is just stupefying. Last week, the WFMU station manager was wondering why their federally required FCC emergency alert system never went off after the terrorist attacks, as it usually even goes off whenever it rains. This is the system that alerts radio stations to flood warnings, tornadoes, and other natural or man-made dangers and disasters. He just found out why. It turns out that the authorities, New Jersey Department of Emergency Management, didn't want to use the emergency alert system last week because, wait for it,
they didn't want to alarm people.
Stupefying.
Since the emergency, those same authorities have disabled the entire system statewide.
They didn't want to alarm people.
Stupefying.
But they neglected to tell the radio stations that fact.
What a system.
Thank you.
I know that many of my friends brush off my usual cat-centric view as a joking way to interact with people. And I usually play along because
I guess because I usually think that there's no way to make someone understand if they do not already know. But I trust that you, in some way, might understand or at least not dismiss this.
I have just seen the first instance of cat casualties from the attacks here in New York City. And since no one really takes life seriously at this level, this level that they see as small or as insignificant, please spend some time thinking about these cats who are gone now. I never met them, and I do not know their owners, who are fortunately apparently safe. But I hope you'll take some time to appreciate life on this small scale.
Because it is not small at all.
Because it is not small at all. Sorry.
New York One, the local all-news channel, has been devoting some of their broadcast.
To interviewing people who are desperately looking for missing friends and family members.
Bus stops, post boxes, street lamps, and street corner walls are now covered with flyers giving the details of missing people.
Give information or descriptions of their loved ones, and phone numbers to call if anyone watching TV had seen the missing person before in the attack.
These poor souls were able to show photos and give information and descriptions of their loved ones, and phone numbers to call if anyone watching TV had seen the missing person before or during attacks.
That was a wonderful and possibly important service.
The news anchor persons then wasted several minutes with stupid and empty questions to these distraught people in the attempt to create good or moving television. Questions like, how do these events make you feel? In an event of this magnitude, with husbands, wives, children, and friends missing or dead, isn't the answer to a question like that pretty fucking obvious?
How do these events make you feel?
What really made these empty and drawn-out attempts at creating drama for broadcast seem unforgivable was that there were lines of people waiting.
Good or moving television.
And hoping to get the information of their missing friends and family out to the...
Pretty fucking obvious.
Good or moving television.
But the network ran out of time after they had featured just a few people.
But the network ran out of time after they had featured just a few people.
How did these events make you feel?
The anchors had not tried to look for spectacle and sound bites by asking pointless questions of people who were often too upset to even speak clearly than the real relevant information and contact phone numbers could have been given out for at least twice as many people.
Spectacle and sound bites.
This has happened repeatedly. An emphasis on presenting dramatic programming instead of information that might actually help people
So, what happens now?
What happens now?
So 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 what happens now?
So
what happens now?
So
what happens now?
What happens now?
So what happens now?
So what happens.
What happens now?
So what happens?
So what happens now?
So what happens now?
So what happens now?
What happens now?
So 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 what
So what happens now? So what happens now?
What happens now?
So what happens now?
So.
So what happens now?
What happens now?
So what happens now?
So what happens now?
So what happens now?